Here with me in this interview, I have Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics with USDA, Gail Buchanan. And I guess, first of all, we're talking here about challenges and opportunities with this whole bioeconomy that we're moving into. When it comes to research and education, what are some of the thoughts you want to share with this group?
Well, clearly there's a tremendous amount of research that needs to be done to develop each of the opportunities that we have for addressing the energy picture. Certainly, agriculture has a role to play, particularly in the development of biofuels and that sort of thing. And, of course, we're looking at a number of particularly important areas, such as the development of cellulosic biofuels. But even all of the traditional materials we're using, such as corn, still requires a tremendous amount of research. So research is a very integral part of this whole picture, and I'm pleased that this is part of this conference.
So what are the types of research that your department is working on right now that's going to kind of address some of these needs?
Well, we had an event this past week in Washington, the Bioenergy Awareness Days, which invited universities from all over the country to share some of their research, and we had some 35 different universities that illustrated some of the research they're doing. And it was unbelievable the breadth of different types of research, looking at different biomass sources, looking at how do we produce them, how do we harvest them, what is the opportunity in such products as algae. So it's just an unbelievable array of ways of addressing and how do we convert a number of the displays involved producing a bio oil. And so there's a lot of opportunities out there.
Well, when it comes to the education side of this equation, what is it that your department's doing in order to take, I assume, that research and information and, I guess, transfer it to the people who need it?
Well, of course, first we need to workforce development, and that's a part of the effort that we support. Of course, most of the actual work is done in our universities around the country and junior colleges, I might add, because there's a need for people that work in the plants that make biofuels, and so you need 2-year programs as carried out by a lot of our junior colleges, but you also need graduate programs in our major universities, and we're seeing that type of effort develop. So there is a major workforce development effort underway that involves our higher institutions of higher learning.
Hey, well, I want to thank you very much for taking a few minutes to speak with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.